Here, wait, I'll do this. Wait, wait.
Time for a fun load.
Come on.
Time for a fun load.
This puts the air back in the bag.
That is Rick Wakeman on the harp side.
Time for a fun load.
That is Rick Springfield on backup vocals.
Yeah. And that is my neighbor John on the keyboard drum noises.
That is Rick Dempsey, former catcher for the Baltimore Orioles, on the timpani. There's no timpani in that.
Which were not used. He said, "What were some timpani tracks?" And we said, "Thank you. We don't need that.
We're all set here. We're not going to need the timpani tonight. But thanks."
Fantastic.
I didn't watch the Grammys. Peach, did you watch the Grammys?
I sure did.
Yeah, you always do, right? Can you tell Cal and I what the hell's going on here?
Well, it was an evening of mashups, mashup performances.
Right.
And some worked, and some didn't. That's fine. Right. Madonna tortured us for 6.5 minutes of an interminable song where she attempted to dance and looked at Axl Rose level winded. Midway through,
that's not good.
Where you started to get really worried, like, oh my God, should they take her off? That's gonna, I don't know.
This could be it.
This could be it.
She's like Red Fox.
One of my least favorite people in the world.
This is a big one.
She did not. She looked peaked. She did not look good.
Who knew that Cal does a fantastic Mama from What's Happening and a fantastic Red Fox from what is Sanford and Son?
That's
I know what he was watching.
Elizabeth, I'm coming. What did he used to say?
Yeah.
I'm coming for you.
Who's one of your least favorite people, PJ?
Well, I'll tell you. But the other thing was, this was the first and only time I've ever seen Madonna, just for a hundredth of a second, look worried.
Wow.
Yeah, like 3.5 minutes in, she's got dancers spinning around her, and she just had this momentary look of
panic.
This is halfway.
I'm not going to make this.
No, she made it fine, you know. But it was, you know, definitely one of those. It's one of those things you discuss the next day where her age is brought up immediately. You know, it's like, well, Madonna still doing it. You know, gotta love Madonna still kicking it at whatever she is, 52 or something.
Getting it
like
done.
That. Right. There's still some spunk in the old gal. A lot of lip service paid.
That's a great point, though. She is one of those performers like Prince or like Bruce Springsteen. Like, you never see them for a moment concerned. Or, you know,
right.
Or something. Like, even just a little crack in the armor, right?
Right. No, I mean, Paul McCartney... can't remember what performance it was, where it was, where he played with the Foo Fighters.
Right.
And he came out and started on the completely wrong chord.
Right.
Like, the band was all in G and he was in like A flat, you know. It was just so, and he didn't even
budge, didn't even bingle.
He waited, you know, the 1.3 seconds that you wait, and then he just moved his hand. And it also, right. and it just clicked right back into place.
You That's a pop-up.
The one of my least favorite performers is Chris Martin of Coldplay. Did a superb duet with Beck. From the album of the year, or whatever it was, record of the year. Was it record of the year or album of the year? I don't remember what it was.
Do they call them records anymore?
Yes.
From the CD of the year?
Download of the year. Right.
The download of the year.
Most bootleg track goes to.
Right. Cal, do you like Beck?
No.
Not really?
I've tried.
Made the effort.
Yeah. I can't do it.
I like some Beck quite a bit.
Yeah.
How many studio albums does he have, by the way? That was the one number I was like, oh, like they were like
13.
Yeah, like, and he wins for his 13th studio. I'm like 13.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there were like three.
That's Sam Smith cleaned up, huh?
Yeah, he'll not be heard from again. Don't worry about it.
Why? Because he cleaned up? It wasn't supposed to happen.
What else can that voice do? That would make an interesting track. What other genre can he lend that voice to where it'll be interesting enough to sell records and get radio play? There's nothing.
No. I mean, he's getting radio play all over
the
place.
He will, and he'll do a successful duet with somebody soon.
Right.
And he'll have a lesser track pushed into a movie soon.
Right.
And it'll do fine, but no, this is not you don't hear from Sam Smith again in 14 months. He's all gone. He's completely dissolved.
The Sam Smith won a little too much.
Why are there mafia guys in charge of it?
Well, because you're never going to hear from him.
Oh, that's
that's what he's talking about.
He's not to be heard from again.
That Sam Smith went a little too much. He sleeps with the fishes. All right?
We got to make that English kid go away.
We got to make that kid disappear. Toot sweet.
The Grammys were uneven, but I like them. Katy Perry's number was excellent. Excellent. Oh, my God. I mean, the show took a weird turn. It was like, celebrate music, and domestic abuse. Here's the president. He gives a speech on domestic abuse. Here's Katy Perry. Depressing us all with shadow puppets about domestic abuse, don't beat your girlfriend, and commercial.
Producers are
actually,
like scurrying around frantically like,
actually,
was this planned?
They did the whole domestic abuse number, and then like unironically out comes Rihanna to do
with Chris Brown?
To do a number with Kanye and Paul McCartney. having none of it.
Here to present Best New Artist is Rihanna and Chris Brown. And they just kind of like walk out arm in arm right after the domestic abuse.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Any of those artists.
What?
What? What's your problem?
What?
Any of those artists, Cal, big for the girls?
Ariana Grande.
And did she win something?
She didn't win anything. She performed, though.
She did perform.
Yeah.
Did they?
She won,
did they?
She won,
did they
cutest
watch?
Pixie.
Pixie of the year.
They actually
artist
didn't.
You can put in your front pocket.
They didn't watch. I watched. They didn't watch.
Is that something they would watch though, Cal? Like if they knew, like if you
no.
said, like Ariana Grande is going to be. Am I saying that right? I feel like I'm at Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Is going to be on the Grammys tonight. Like, would they stay up? Is that a kind of stay up thing?
We have it recorded. Maybe they'll go back and watch
okay.
her performance at some point.
Right.
But
okay.
that's it. They also like that wacko Sia.
Who's
you know who I'm talking about, right?
That was awesome. Did you see that?
I did.
Did you know that was Kristen Wiig?
When she came out, I said, "Is that Kristen Wiig?" And I'm like, "No, it can't." I'm like, "It can't be,"
I said the same thing. I said, it can't be.
No.
She moves
because
too
it looked
well.
Like a professional dancer.
She moves
with the,
too well,
with the
right.
With the face of Kristen Wiig. It was just bizarre. Then it turned out it was.
She's doing an alter ego thing?
Sia is, PJ, where is she from?
Standing in the corner. What was that?
But you have to give Steve the background on her.
Sia is a studio vocalist who's been around for years. She's upwards of 40 years old. She never lets her face out on records. I think she's got a huge, huge self-confidence problem. And she was standing in the corner of the set, Blair Witch style.
Facing
the
wall.
At
the
end of the Blair Witch Project. Just facing the wall, singing the song.
Wow, throwback reference.
And,
oofa.
And out comes the 10-year-old girl from the controversial video that she had done with Shia LaBeouf.
I know
none
of
that video?
God, I live under a rock.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's controversial.
There's this video of
that I've heard about, but I've never seen.
A girl in a leotard dancing with Shia. I think it's a wonderful video, actually.
In a cage. It's Shia LaBeouf and a 10-year-old dancing in a cage.
Yes.
Naked. What's
dancing
what's
closely.
What now?
Simulating dancing in the nude.
Oh, boy.
Simulating things that looked vaguely tribal without it being necessarily sexual.
Right.
I thought it was really well done. So they brought that girl on.
Right.
With a Sia alter ego played by
Kristen Wiig.
I still can't believe it was Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
So she was pretending to be
Sia. Apartment set. Yeah.
Yeah.
This, trashed apartment.
It looked like a professional interpretive dancer, and you wouldn't think Kristen Wiig could pull that off.
Right.
She did.
She did. Convincingly, apparently.
Yeah, it was weird.
That is bizarre.
There was something very good. It was weird, but there was something very good about it.
I would encourage you at some point to YouTube Sia Grammys.
All right, sir.
Just so you could see what we're talking about.
Because
it's hard to explain. and then watch the Blair Witch Project. The entire movie. I'm so scared.
How about that movie?
No, it wasn't that camera angle, thank God. The nostril shot.
Right.
The nostril shot, yeah.
Well, no.
It was the end with the bad boy in the corner.
What? You just ruined it.
Spoiler alert.
What do you mean?
The end with the bad boy in the corner.
Too soon?
Ruined the whole movie.
What year is that movie? Like 99?
Ruined the whole 90s.
That movie came out 1 year after the internet started.
PJ ruined the 90s. Good job.
That's my new VH1 show. Ruined the 90s.
Ruined the 90s. Andy Dick comes on like 15 times. And in the end, there is a boy standing in the corner.
They're all talking to the camera, a little bit off camera, right? They're just looking off to the side. Young MC has something to say about it.
And in the end, it was Maggie who shot Mr. Burns. Can you imagine?
PJ Room in the 90s.
Are you pro Andy Dick or are you con Andy Dick?
Oh, boy. I feel like there's political overtones here. I feel like if you take one side or the other against Andy Dick, you're really letting people know who you are. I'm sort of ambivalent. Can you be ambivalent about Andy Dick? I must admit to really liking him on News Radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked everything about that show. I thought it was like really well cast and one of the better cast sitcoms ever. So, hey, it doesn't bother me so much. It's his shtick. I don't know. Cal?
Andy Schtick.
Are you, I'm not again. I'm not again.
You're not akin to Andy Dick?
I'm not akin to Andy Dick. He's doing his thing. It's hard. Look, it's a hard business that we call show.
Hey, would Pauly Shore be on PJ Ruin the 90s?
We saw PJ Ruin the 90s.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that guy. Oh, my God.
Tell us how you feel about Pauly Shore.
This guy.
Waiting all night for this.
Can't answer a direct question even once. And it's not because, like, he's crafty. It's because he's an imbecile. I'm convinced.
He's had a really weird, if you've listened to him on WTF or and he has his own podcast, which you, PJ, you said you tried, and it's just idiotic. Weird.
Well, that's what Lynn, it adds more to my theory.
Right.
He had his own podcast. He was able to get Kitty Bruce, Lenny Bruce's daughter, who doesn't talk to anyone.
Right.
And after he interviews her, he has to go get Marc Maron to, like, explain
translate
what she meant.
He's a nitwit.
Because he knew so little about, he knew that the name Lenny Bruce is important, you know?
Mm.
And that's about all he would say. Like, I knew he was an important guy. So I went and I got Marc Maron to explain to me what his daughter was talking about, because, and even in the interview portions of the podcast where you hear him talking to her, he's got nothing. He's got nothing in the form of a question, and he doesn't understand what she's talking about because he doesn't even understand the context of the period she's talking about. And then Maron comes out and explains everything. He throws everything at Pauly Shore that he could possibly think about Lenny Bruce. And Pauly Shore just says things like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We saw Lenny Bruce bodies.
You two are very good, Pauly Shore.
Controversial.
So it just, this is just to me, somebody who I just look at and I scream, like, how did you get anything, and who let you keep it?
His mother is Mitzi Shore.
I know his mother is Mitzi
Shore. The Comedy Store. She was married to
Bud Melman.
Bud Melman. Is it Bud Melman? Larry Bud Melman?
No, it's Bud.
Not Bud Shore.
Bud Adams?
No.
Who's Bud Adams?
Bud Adams is Bud. Bud is.
He owned
Bud
the
Adams,
Oilers.
Bud?
He did own the Oilers. Bud Adams owned the Houston Oilers.
It's Wade Phillips.
I can't believe he owned a comedy store, too.
You're thinking of Wade Phillips.
Oh, no. Coach. Bud Abbott.
Bud Abbott. She was married to Bud Abbott. You know that. Everybody knows that. No, she was married to Gumasigam. What's his name?
Oh, it was Bud.
No, my goodness.
I can picture him on stage.
Sammy Shore. Sammy Shore. She was married to Sammy Shore.
I'm thinking of somebody. Whew.
Similarly.
But that's how he got there. His mother's Mitzi Shore. He was raised by, like, Sam Kinison.
Can't you rail against him till he goes away? I mean, isn't there some sort of grassroots campaign we can start that you stink so much, everything you do needs to go away?
It's the Charles
Bronson
theory.
Stop podcasting. Stop making documentaries about yourself walking in circles. Stop bringing the weasel out for a tour around America. No one cares. No one wants to see it. You're terrible. You lack everything necessary to be an entertainer. Stop.
Wow. It's happening.
50 Shades of Grey. What the hell is 50 Shades of Grey?
Wait, what?
Downshift. Look out.
How did he do that?
This is terrible. This thing, it started as a fan fiction.
Andy Rooney.
For, like, Twilight or something. And then someone had the presence of mind to change the names, and suddenly it becomes a novel.
And a movie.
This terrible S&M novel, and now a movie?
Is Pauly Shore in it?
Who greenlights this? He might as well be.
That would really, really make your head explode. Go on. Keep going. There's
what
more
else
there.
Is under your collar?
What else has got your goat?
It just seems that there's a lot of extremes here. I mean, Beck is awfully good, and that album was really good, and I'm glad he won the Grammy for you know, Best Artist or Best Album of the Year or whatever the hell he won.
It was Album of the Year.
Yeah, and there was a lot of strong stuff. There was a lot of strong artists that were nominated. Sam Smith, not one of them. He's a flash in the pan,
everything.
But that happens every year at the Grammys. There's at least one flash in the pan that gets his thing and he
quarter
goes away.
Flash.
Quarter
were
flash.
Flash the,
good.
Were they a flash in the pan?
Yes. Well, what did they do besides suddenly last summer?
They were 1/4 of a flash in the pan.
They had
they
another
one. They were 16th
one.
Flash. They did not.
They didn't sing Harden My Heart?
Oh. Was that them?
I think it was.
To the YouTube, Robin. To the YouTube.
I'm gonna harden my heart.
So I was just wondering. The Pauly Shore thing was just me wondering. Do you have anybody that you hold a similar sentiment where you just look at them and you're like, how? What gives you the right even to be here? Do you have anyone like that in music or?
Oh, I have a number of them.
Film or TV.
I probably have an unhealthy number of them.
Yeah. I mean, do the Kardashians count?
Yeah, like, we're not doing, like, reality-type people, right? Because we all know the outrage and fury
no,
there.
They've had to have done more than just, like, a show on Bravo or something. I mean, you know, Pauly Shore stretched that out into, like, a 5-movie deal. I mean, he really pushed it.
I guess the biggest one that comes to mind, but it's sort of dissipated because I know people that worked for him or worked with him and they said he was not a bad guy, was Ashton Kutcher. It was always Ashton Kutcher because I was in LA at that time and struggling as an actor, and like he came out of nowhere and he's just unbelievably pretty and he's not a very good actor.
It's very pretty.
Even though he was perfect on the 70s show.
Stopped me in my tracks.
Show.
I was like, my
but
God.
But he went on like Leno and was like very early on in his career and was like, yeah, I moved here from Iowa and I was a model there and I won like an underwear modeling contest and then I moved here and I got the first job I auditioned for and I don't know why so many actors say it's hard. And it was like, now I have
he
to
insulted you.
Now I have to kill you.
Well, yeah. No, see, he's insulting your sensibilities. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
There was, I think, like 13 of us like the next day that went and got coffee, like 13 struggling actors that like went and got coffee the next day and were like, we should probably kill him.
Right.
But it doesn't end
with his talent. It goes deeper because there's something deeply insulting.
Well, he's not talented.
And he might have redeemed himself with you.
As an actor, he did because I had two very good friends who worked on Punk'd for a long time. Our buddy Joe Dallo, of Dummy fame, was the assistant art director on Punk'd for years. One of my best friends, Matt Smith, worked on Punk'd for years in the art department, and they all said he was a pretty good guy. And good to work for. And that show was brilliant. And that
no
was
one
that
has
was,
said Pauly Shore is a good guy.
And that was out of his brain. You know, Punk'd was his idea. You know, so no one would ever say Pauly Shore is a good guy.
No, nobody's lined up to be like, oh, Pauly, he's wonderful. He's just
so
great.
Yeah, what a good dude. So mine would be Ashton Kutcher. Cal?
Guy Fieri.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Drives me crazy, that guy.
Oh. That is some real deal hatred from Cal.
We're going to Envy Town.
Yeah, I got a huge problem with him.
Why?
Let's get into it.
Because
is it
what
is it the look?
What is Well, the look is ridiculous. He's just ridiculous. I mean, come on. Let's get real. The sunglasses on the back of the head.
The back of the head sunglasses drives you crazy.
Have you eaten anything from any of his restaurants ever?
I haven't.
Or is it just his TV persona?
No, it's a TV persona that I can't stand.
Okay. Okay.
Just like, you know, strutting around, thinking he's the stuff.
Who are you, my grandmother? He was walking around thinking he's triple D.
Is that Thierry's on the Food Network, but he never cooks. He just goes door to door and eats.
That's it. That's it.
PJ. He had a cooking show, though.
That's
he had a cooking
it.
Show.
No, he's never cooked a thing
yes,
in his life.
Yes, he did. He had a cooking show for a long time. Absolutely.
Did he? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, he won the contest, right? He won the next the
he
Food
won
Network
the
did win a contest, con- yeah.
Right? He won the next Food Network star. The first
well, they don't
one
air
the second
that,
one.
Whatever show he made, they don't air it very much. It's the only thing they
and
air now is...
he had a cooking show for like two... Before Diners, Drive-Ins, or concurrently with Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, the first year it was on.
And he cooked?
And he cooked every show. He made some great stuff.
I'm not buying it.
All right.
What do you mean he made some great stuff? What did he make?
He had like a real
Duck L'Orange.
No, he had like a real supercharged kitchen. It like looked like a race.
Supercharged.
Check it out.
Oh my god, were there like racing stripes in his
yes,
kitchen?
Yes, it looked like a race car.
Oh my
it
god.
It did. The whole kitchen looked like a race car.
I got fuzzy dice hanging off my pot.
We're going to be making some jalapeno poppers
that are
going
to pop you up.
That are going to knock your socks off.
Oh, boy. Guy Fieri.
He did like a Super Bowl show where he made Super Bowl food. It was all like the American stuff that he cooks. But it wasn't, I have to say, it was a genuine cooking show.
If Guy Fieri is at an event that you're at, Cal, do you make any effort to meet him or shake his hand or anything? Like,
give me the event.
You're at a corporate. You're at a corporate event at a Hilton. It's you and 50 people, and he's there. Uh-huh. He's meeting and greeting.
Is he wearing a Hawaiian shirt and shorts?
He's himself, yes.
Cargo shorts?
I think that's a given.
Cal stays on the other side of the room, I think.
Does he give him the stink eye? Cal,
know.
Do you stink eye? Do you stink eye him?
I think I'd avoid him. I don't think I'd stink eye him.
I would give Kutcher the stink eye.
I'd give Anthony
Bouquet the
stink eye.
I'd have to get close to
Pauly
Shore. I'd have to get in one question to Pauly Shore.
Hold on.
Okay.
Cal just said he'd give Anthony Bourdain the stink eye.
What?
Wait now.
What did Bourdain do?
Oh, I hate him with a passion. Guy Fieri is
for
just
what?
More like a, you know, he's just a clown that I don't have time for. Anthony Bourdain, he evokes a reaction in me when I see him and his pretentiousness. I hate him.
He's a pretty big D-bag.
Oh, my God. On the French Riviera, eating snails.
His deliberate unpretentiousness becomes pretentious.
You go so far around, then he's back to pretentious again.
He swung it all the way around.
Right. He's in a vortex of pretension.
With the peasants. He's better than you because he eats with the peasants.
That's right. He's better than you because he eats with the peasants. That pretty much sums it up. Look at me. I mean, with the peasants.
I'd have to go eye to eye with Pauly Shore just to see if there was anything in there. If I had a chance to meet him, I would have to get a question off just to see.
Would
if
you have
registered.
A staring contest with him?
Yes.
Would you engage him in a staring contest to see what's behind those eyes?
I would do as much as I could to find out.
can I begin to raise funds for you to have a staring contest with Pauly Shore?
We're going to need a Kickstarter.
You said you'd do as much as you can, but would you do whatever it took?
How far are you willing to go?
I'm willing to take Pauly Shore to dinner so that we may converse over a table for a good 45 minutes to an hour and a half, just so I can keep hitting him with comments and questions till I can find out how much of a block of wood he really is.
Would you go to Guy Fieri's Great American Bite, whatever that place is called?
Absolutely.
Can we please
Great
have
American
it there?
Bite.
Great American Bite. What's it called, that place?
It's called Guy Fieri's $30 Burgers, I think it's called.
We're making a real deal burger that costs you $45.
Because I've got Times Square rent to pay, and you're here.
You're going to Flavortown on these nachos for $52.
It's got real Angus beef, bacon, and a Corvette in the burger.
We're doing burgers for $25 a pop.
I have a restaurant with a gift shop. Bourdain wouldn't do that.
No.
Bourdain.
He would tell you how he's sharing food with the natives. There's no gift shop here. Okay? And if you're in a gift shop, you're wrong and you're stupid.
No, and you go to Bourdain's restaurant and he would make you cook something.
Yeah, you make it.
Right.
Go ahead.
You use my kitchen. Show me how you make eggs. Come on.
Show me how you make eggs. Dazzle me.
We'll drink some Prosecco.
Eating with the peasants. That's the name of his restaurant. Eating with peasants.
I've dined with the Prince of Monaco. I'm not going to sour myself to eat you.
Eating snails on the French Riviera. That's what pissed you off, Cal. I love it. Eating his snails. So smug.
He's so smug.
With your snails. I think just while we're talking about chefs that infuriate us.
Anybody
else there? I'm pretty chef ambivalent. I used ambivalent again. I'm pretty chef neutral. I'm chef neutral.
Rachel Ray.
Yeah, don't care for Rachel Ray. Okay, there you go.
I don't care for Rachel Ray.
No. How does she have a show?
She's perky.
Yeah, okay. So is my Aunt Dolly. She doesn't have a show. Aunt Dolly's very perky.
She's perky and she's got a camera.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Rachel Ray, I can't stand chef neutral.
He comes on after Rachel Ray.
Everything chef neutral makes is like very bland.
it's just like bread.
We're gonna make some grits today.
He's in a gray kitchen.
Butter.
We're certainly not gonna use salted butter, that's for sure.
Medium heat. Heat everything at medium heat. We're gonna use the center rack of the oven.
How do you feel about bold flavors? Well, I really don't. I can't really get involved in either bold or bland flavors. I like to keep the flavor profile really just sort of middle of the road.
Yeah.
Now you could use two dashes of salt here. I can't. I'm just gonna use the one. Because I really don't want to, you know, pull this dish out on the road, as it were. So today
you don't want to take
gonna,
sides.
Today you we're going to make a really nice steak, medium, cooked perfectly medium.
I got another one, by the way. Kathy Griffin. She's not a chef, but she's another one that I hate.
She's rough. But is she in the Andy Dick category?
She's the female Andy Dick.
She is the female Andy Dick.
Well.
But see, her I can't stand. I've made that clear on this show, didn't I?
Kathy Griffin, probably. Yeah.
Just about the fact that she...
But do you feel like she deserves none of it?
She's not talented.
I disagree with that, Cal.
You think she's talented?
I think...
What does she do well?
I dislike strongly what she does.
She annoys you. That's what she does well.
But it took a lot of... She's a performer that not a lot of people could do what she does. And it took...
She's courageous?
Courageous is not the right word. She found a way to use something that she had and perform with it. And I think there's talent there. I do think there's talent there for her. But...
She had ambition.
She did. And I hate the way she did it. I hate the idea of, like, telling stories about her A-list friends is the way she...
Right.
Sort of got material. But it does take a deft touch to make that material.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to perform and self-deprecate to the point where you're making yourself sort of... She's a weird performer because she makes herself sort of fabulous. While self-deprecating, you know, my life on the D-list, like even in general, using these A-list stories, which she clearly has access to, and yet somehow she's maintained her life on the D-list. Like there's she's not a terrible storyteller. She's not. I have to give her credit there. Do I find her unbelievably annoying? Yes. Do I... not really like the way she traded on her stories that way? Sure. But there's a skill to that.
I should give her credit for
that's
that.
Kind of,
yeah.
It's kind of how I feel about Lena Dunham.
Oh, she's in a weird category.
Her stuff annoys me so badly.
Yeah. Boy, you guys try watching that show? Did you watch that show?
No. I've seen every episode, and I renamed it Girls I Want to Slap.
I don't think that
it's not just
the producers.
Just girls. I know somebody on the crew.
You could just go in. What do you have to write in?
I know the location producer, and I'm gonna talk to her about.
Look, I know Lenny Kravitz too,
everybody.
But I'm not throwing it in your face. Okay, come on, buddy. Name dropper.
Hey, I met Lenny Kravitz once. Knowing the location to produce the girls is name dropping.
Name dropper. Okay, Mr. Hollywood. All right. Fine. Mr. Big Shot.
I still want to know how you got away with changing the name of that show.
Girls, I Want to Slap. Because every character on that show needs a slap in the face.
Next on HBO, Girls, I Want to Slap.
I thought this show was just called Girls.
How did PJ do that?
Some guy from Monmouth County went down and changed the name of the show.
He's big in Monmouth.
Started beating up cast members.
He's big in Monmouth County.
People.
He brought cannolis with him.
I watched two episodes of that show, and I can't. Just couldn't.
Yeah, I've seen them all. It's my own fault.
I'm not our buddy Evan loves season one, right? Evan loves season one, didn't he?
Yeah. I
wouldn't
do
use
it.
The word love.
I tried. I couldn't get into it.
You would use the word slap.
Girls, I Want to Slap.
Speaking of the slap.
Oh.
It's strangely compelling.
You watched it?
No. I'm still talking about girls. I'm saying girls are strangely compelling.
Oh, Girls, I Want to Slap.
Is the slap been on yet?
It was on tonight.
Oh, it was on tonight. I actually have a friend who has a nice scene in it.
Oh, yeah?
Actor friend, yep. Yeah.
Is he the boy that gets slapped?
He is. Yes. I hang around with a lot of 8-year-olds. So it's
Does
good.
Does everybody on the show get slapped? Is that what it's about? Like people
slap? Yeah, it's one slap.
No, it's about that game you used to play as a kid. Slapsies. We used to call it slapjack. I don't know. You know, people have different names for it. And it's just a...
Is it a game show?
With Uma Thurman and Zachary Quinto playing slapjack.
They go door to door.
Yeah, they go door to door and play slapjack. Yeah. It's, I don't
Hosted
know.
By Mario Lopez.
I don't know how to pull off 8 episodes of it.
Thomas Sadowski is like, why did I take this part? This is not
I expected. I was on the newsroom, man. Now I'm playing slapsies.
Not what I expected.
How did I get here?
It's got some cast, huh?
It's got a tremendous cast.
It really does.
Is the concept not interesting?
No, it's.
I'm just making sure. I'm asking for a friend.
The concept is too preachy.
Too preachy?
Yeah, like I think, I don't know.
Just seems very singular.
I feel like it's going to be a little too heavy-handed.
Right.
Oh, heavy-handed.
Look what you did there. Good job.
You're going to be writing for Entertainment Weekly any minute.
I write for that bullseye page on the back.
The slap is heavy-handed. You've got the stuff, kid. Come on board.
Congrats on the new gig, Cal. Writing the blurb reviews in People. I found it a bit heavy-handed. Parentheses, wink, wink.
I write for Gene Shalit now.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
The cast of The Slap fits like a glove.
It's a white-knuckle thrill ride.
You gotta give it a hand.
And I'm pointing
your
the finger
in the mail.
At the slap. It's the best new show of the year. I'm Gene Shalit.
This show gets a high five.
I'm waving goodbye to the slap. I don't want to see it anymore. I don't know why I'm Andy.
That was Rex Reed.
Rex Reed.
So the slap is about some guy slaps a kid who's not his own, and then things arise.
Yes. Yep.
And then sings.
Consequences
no.
begin,
and then he
begin
sings.
To spill.
Then he sings. Tom Sadowski starts singing.
Right.
The sun will come out.
He slaps a kid that's not his own, and then it turns into the family wants to sue him.
Right. For child abuse or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
But it turns out that the kid is still being breastfed, but he's already 8 years old. And
wait, what? I didn't know this part.
Yeah, yeah. It's really like it's a whole class warfare type. The hippies and the rich businessmen and
sounds great.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's just like, you know, it's like having something beat over your head for an hour.
Right. Slapped around.
I had no interest in it.
Did they put something in there about the jocks versus the nerds while they're at it?
And the
is there a clique of bitchy girls in the corner of the yard?
Yeah, they got all their bases covered, I feel like.
They got all, them all.
All hands are on
the
deck.
Poindexters.
The point.
Socks.
Hey, listen, this is where I want to end because we got to end this thing. But I
old
did you
ladies on scooters? They got those in there?
Only one.
Just the one.
The one old lady on
got
a scooter.
Got happy go lucky dog walkers, any of those?
Yep. Right.
Couple. Did anybody see the trailer for the new Cameron Crowe movie? Aloha.
There was one.
Yeah.
Our buddy Dr. E-Ray did us the service of sending us this trailer from YouTube today. Did you watch it, Cal?
No.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And he prefaced it by saying, there was like a long paragraph preface of, I've always defended Cameron Crowe. I still go back and watch some of his movies. I've even tried to like Elizabethtown. But I cannot defend this. And then it was this period.
Who'd he send it to?
He sent it to us in the RTU chat room.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
What has Cameron Crowe done?
It's Bradley Cooper, Emma Stone, Bill Murray, Rachel McAdams, Danny McBride, and Alec Baldwin. It looks awful. I mean, the shark cannot be jumped any more than this shark is being jumped. I urge you, I implore you, go watch this trailer and tell me I'm wrong.
Is out of ideas, or
he's out of ideas. He's recycling ideas. You know what it looks like?
A Saturday Night Live skit?
It looks like a Saturday Night Live parody of a Cameron Crowe movie. From the dialogue. But like maybe a parody that he was in on. Like remember when Edward Norton goofed Wes Anderson on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did that parody trailer. That's what this looks like. Holy cow, guys. Holy cow. Wow. I mean, wow.
No, that's disappointing. I look forward to his movie.
I know. This is exactly what Evan said.
I even liked Vanilla Sky.
He said, I can't. How dare you? He said, I'm about to slap you. He said, I cannot feign excitement over this movie. Can't even fake it. You liked Vanilla Sky?
I like it, a Vanilla Sky.
That's not the deserted Applebee's you had the other night, right?
That's pie in the sky. It's different.
So that's two Vanilla Skies and one Chocolate Eruption. I'll be right back with three spoons. Will you be sharing? Great. it's really bad, guys. Go check it out. Go check out this really awful trailer.
Check it. It's really bad. Go check it out.
This milk doesn't smell good. Smell this. I think this milk is bad. That's what the Aloha trailer is. It's a container of milk that's in the refrigerator, and the expiration date is passed, and you give it to somebody and say, smell this. Is this bad?
But you've already smelled it.
You already know. But that's what Evan was like handing it to us today. Smell this. This is bad, right? That's what it is. It's the confirmation that the milk is bad.
I know it's bad, but I want you to tell me it's bad.
I need to just confirm for me, please. Are you guys big expiration date guys, by the way?
Yes.
Like
big
on everything.
Expiration date guys?
Yes. Like my wife.
Hold to it?
If it's like 4 hours over, that's it. It's out. That's no chance.
No. Hell no.
No, neither am I.
No.
Are you really, Cal? I am with the boys, but not with me so much.
I went to my parents' house for dinner once, and they had a bottle of ketchup on the table. Had expired a year prior. A year.
A full year. Calendar year.
A full year. So there's somebody, my wife has an uncle. His big thing is, he always notices when your car registration is going to expire. Or your inspection.
Everybody's got a thing.
Your car inspection, not the registration, the inspection. And he'll let you know, your inspection's out this month. Yeah, I know.
I've been seeing you in 8 months.
Look at windshields.
He'll come in and tell you. Just to give you, like, it's a public service, you know, your inspection's up.
I actually need that guy, because I always miss my inspection. I always forget about it. I need Allison's uncle. Can he come over to Bayside?
With a bottle of ketchup, is it the sell-by date or is it the use-by date?
I don't know. There was just one date on it, but it doesn't matter. It was a year prior.
They should put a drop-dead date on it.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, whether even if it was used by, even if it was sell by this particular date, it was a year later. You wouldn't have this ketchup laying around for a year.
Had it begun to gray? I mean,
was it open?
Yeah, it did. It was purple.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And they had this in the refrigerator.
No. No. Oh. They had this in the pantry, had run out of ketchup, and went, oh, let's use this bottle. Hadn't been opened. I looked at the date. I said, this is a year ago. Nah, it's good. It's good. You put it on your burger. It's good. I said, it's not good. It's purple.
You put it on your burger.
Yeah. Here, smell this.
It said, purple. It said Heinz ketchup, a new product from Heinz. Heinz 57, a new product. Why is there a picture of a woman in like an apron who looks like Rosie the Riveter on this ketchup? This just can't be. We used to say that about the Twinkies that you would get in school.
Yeah, those were old.
That they were so old, it would say, Twinkies, a new product from Hostess. Like, you knew you were in bad shape. You're like,
now introducing Twinkies.
Yeah, right. Right. Mm. Why is there a kid with a crew cut? Looks like Leave It to Beaver on here.
I don't let expiration dates get in my way.
I don't.
I got a bottle of prescription medication but expired in 2009.
Whoa. Wait.
In 2009?
Pump the brakes here, pal. All right, your little electric Kool-Aid bus. That's a different story. Whatever you're taking over there, your little Ken Kesey journey. Whatever you're doing, that's different. All right, Burroughs, take it easy.
I will eat old yogurt. How do you think yogurt became yogurt? It got old.
How old?
Yeah, give me a statute of limitations.
I'll hit a yogurt that's 7 days past its stamp date, no problem.
Will you slap it?
I want to slap it.
If so, we got to
give everything in my house a slap. The slap knocks off the bacteria.
What about
the
sour?
Show itself?
What about sour cream?
Sour cream you can keep for 2 months after the date. Are you kidding? You know when sour cream goes bad? When you open it up and there's a little black furry thing right on the top. Oh. That's when your sour cream is bad. Other than that, you eat that.
That's nasty.
He's a hard marker.
When it comes to expiration dates.
How about the cheese? Will you cut around the mold on the cheese?
Cheese in my house doesn't last 3 hours.
How about a loaf of bread?
That just doesn't come up.
Loaf of bread starts getting moldy. Will you eat around it? You will.
Wow. What are you in the depression? What's going on over there?
I have taken bread out of a bread bag. Now, not green mold. Green mold goes in the garbage. But if it's got a little white right around the crust, you just trim that crust right off and put it in the toaster. Toaster kills everything.
That's fair.
You toast it out.
True. You toast it away.
It.
Now, Cal, if
I
you
charo disease,
you charo, you charo. That's coochie coochie bread. If
you said that,
that's a horrible charo. That's a bad charo.
Eating bread on the Love Boat. Is there, Cal, if you will stick to it for all products, like there's not like a bag of chips, like, you know, a sell by, like on a bag of chips, are you okay or?
No, I usually get rid of it if it's after the date.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like the expiration date is more
a suggestion.
No, I feel like the sell by is the suggestion.
I don't recall there being two dates on things. I only see one date.
There's definitely a sell by, right?
Certain products have a sell by, so other products.
Certain products have an expiration. Right.
Some have a use by.
some have a bye bye, bye bye bye. bread I'm sort of nutty with. Yeah, bread I'm sort of.
You won't eat bread if it's.
I had a bad experience. I had a bad experience with like hamburger rolls where I didn't realize it and it was like green mold and yeah, I got real sick and so I'm pretty. Not in like milk, obviously.
You were eating in
if
the
it
dark.
Starts curdling.
Yes. I was night eating. I was eating in the dark.
You were night eating. You didn't notice the tufts of green.
I was night swimming with Michael Stipe.
I mistook a piece of pound cake for marble pound cake.
I mistook a piece? I mistook a piece of pound cake?
I, Bishop PJ,
I thought you were name dropping
again. Mistakenly took a piece of pound cake for marbled pound cake, when in fact the marbling was disease. But that was instantly identifiable upon biting it, that I was eating diseased bread, a diseased pound cake.
This is not marble pound cake. Diseased pound cake?
Something
was it so
dying.
Bad you thought you were eating bread, but it was really pound cake?
I thought I was eating a rodent. That's what I thought. It was bad.
This is not so bad. Imus would definitely confirm. If Imus were here, he would definitely agree with me. This is not good pound cake.
Imus took a piece of pound cake. That's what he thought he was saying. You got to remember that one.
He's name dropping again. Now you're hanging out with Imus. Okay, hot shot. Okay. Very good. All right, let's wrap here. Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, we didn't get to your daily show, but we can do that later.
Yeah, we got time.
He's not going anywhere.
That's incorrect, actually.
He's actually
leaving the program.
Oh, I had that wrong.
Yeah, total opposite. PJ, final on.
Oh, you know, there's a quote I wanted to say. Endless forms, most beautiful and most wonderful, have been and are being evolved. Happy birthday, Charles Darwin.
Oh, very well done. Cal, final
he doesn't deserve anything, by the way. He's a real schmuck. That Darwin.
Okay. Keep it clean.
Oh. He's Cal, the Pauly Shore of science.
The Philadelphia Eagles released their 2015 team calendar today. And the player they chose for the month of February, African American History Month, the month of February, Riley Cooper, everybody. Happy African American History Month.
And my final end note is I had a really wonderful time at the game on Tuesday night, taking my son to the game. And so big thanks to you, Cal. Thank you for getting the tickets and for entertaining Wesley when I went to get M&Ms. And
that's a smart kid there, by the way.
He's pretty sharp. He's pretty sharp. But he is now, I think, 5-0 lifetime, or 5-1 maybe lifetime. So might have to get season seats in Brooklyn. All right.
Not to make any plans.
For Brian Calvi and PJ Cacioppo, I'm Steve Sampietro. Thanks, everybody. Good night, Pauly Shore, wherever you are. And Don Imus, of course. Imbecile.